You're listening to SB Nation Radio. This is SB Nation AM.
Last segment talked a lot about the 6+ hour marathon in South Florida, Navy Florida Atlantic. Our friend Tim Murray does pre-post and halftime for the Navy Radio Network. He's over to my left. Follow him on Twitter at @1TimMurray. Steve Solomon over there at Steve Solomon, Solomon. I am at ScottLynn980. Our next guest, legendary television / sports producer, Ross Greenberg. He's on Twitter, allegedly, at RossGreenberg1. A Season with Navy premieres tonight at 10 o'clock on Showtime. Ross, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good to be with you guys.
We appreciate it.
Bright and early.
Yeah, bright and early.
That's right.
Thank you. Yes, thank you for getting up, Ross.
I'm already at the edit room. We've got to screen this show down and make sure it's ready for air tonight.
You know,
so we just finished.
And you know, we'll get right into that. As far as a 6-hour game, you know, you guys have planned to use the game footage as part of every one of the episodes. Talk a little bit about the manpower, Ross, that goes into this and the quick turnaround and just how many people are hard at it.
Yeah, we've got about, when we do a game, there's probably 20 or so people there coordinating and shooting and putting it all together. We have what are called media managers that get the cards that from the cameras immediately back to New York, where we have a centralized editing facility with 3 edit rooms running pretty constantly. And then we've got about another 25 people back here supporting, logging, ingesting the footage, and then ultimately editing the segments together. So we had 3 edit rooms running right after the game, which ended at 2 a.m. The footage comes in by about 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday. It's what's called sync map, so that all the audio and all the sound and the microphones from the coaches and everything are synced up with the game action and all the camera coverage. And then the editors just go through all the material and we cut together the whole game. So that's the last 6 or so minutes of the show, and that's all put together. We had it really in the can, the game, by late Sunday night, and we were ready to go. So Monday we just do some fixes, tighten it up, and then we get the narrator in, a guy named Corey Stahl, who did a great job last night, first time working with him, and then we mix it through the night last night, and literally 8 hours overnight, and then here we are this morning screening it and ready to take it to air.
You mentioned Corey Stoll. When last we saw him, if you're a fan of House of Cards, and he's done so many other great things, he played Peter Russo. So he was caught with Kevin Spacey in a rather compromising position in a parked car in a garage.
He's in The Strain, a cool show, too.
Yeah,
Corey Stoll's great. I like him.
His voice is fantastic. And Ross, obviously, the importance of the narrator. You've worked with Mr. Schreiber, with the Road to Winter Classic stuff. Talk a little bit about that. These guys also can make or break the series.
I absolutely agree, and it's interesting you point that out because most people don't understand that. You know, they're the icing on the cake, but if they're bad icing, then they can ruin the cake. And I take a painstaking effort. Steve Stern found Corey as soon as I heard the voice, passed it on to Stephen Espinosa and Randy Runkle at Showtime and said, I think we've got our guy. And you know when you hear it? And he's the perfect match, not only for this series, but dare I say, I think he's the closest thing to Liev I've heard since I've been doing this, you know, for so many years. I mean, he is really good, and he did a great job last night.
Take us back to the beginning. Who has to sign off when you're pitching this to the school? And was there any more red tape than normal because it was the Naval Academy?
A little bit more. I had to sign a contract between my production company and the Department of Defense. So it gets more thick red tape than that. That was interesting. But they've been unbelievably cooperative. I mean, in many ways, this has been more transparent and easier for us than dealing with your basic college football teams or pro teams, you know, from different sports. I mean, they've just been so welcoming. And you know, they just have nothing to hide, guys. I mean, these guys all go to class. They work their tails off in the classroom and on campus and dealing with what it is to be, you know, a Naval Academy midshipman. And then, oh, by the way, they pour their heart into their football program. So, you know, Niumatalolo has been unbelievable. He just welcomed us from the first time we went there, and he wants us everywhere, and he's basically opened the doors completely.
Talking to Ross Greenberg, a season with Navy football premieres tonight, 10 o'clock Eastern on Showtime. Showtime will be following around the Naval Academy football program all season long. This is the third installment of a season with Ross. Notre Dame, Florida State, Navy. Some people on the surface will say one of those does not belong. Why Navy? And at what point, thinking about it, did you approach the Naval Academy?
Well, I mean, this happened pretty quickly, about late June. I approached the Naval Academy and then approached Showtime to ask if they would be interested in the Naval Academy. And the reason I think Stephen Espinosa and Randy Runkle jumped at it is, and David Nevins, who runs Showtime, is that it's a different look at a world that few of us ever think we'll ever see. You know, this is not your basic college campus. We had been on two college campuses. We, you know, had been behind a big Power 5 football team and inside. But here we're at an institution, and as you'll see from the premiere tonight, it has a completely different culture. And here we are in a different age and a different time for the United States of America, and it's kind of nice to peel it back and see what this institution's all about. And I think you'll see that right from the opening. Very dramatic storylines. It's a dramatic place to be, basically. I mean, just to follow a plebe like Andy Sice and understand what he goes through, you know, for the 6 weeks of prep when they're plebes, when they have their summer program before they even get to go on a football field and start practicing. You know, it's a world that none of us ever see or understand, and now we get to open it up to everyone.
Ross, you've done a lot of documentaries, and most of them deal with professional athletes. This is now your third season, as we've talked about, dealing with amateurs, dealing with college athletes. How different is it for you and your crew dealing with amateurism and these athletes as opposed to the professionals?
Well, first of all, we have to behave because the NCAA has so many silly rules that we have to, you know, protect ourselves from muddling up what Navy's doing on campus and not get in the way. But, you know, the basics are all there. We have to be flies on the wall, shoot and record and follow stories that develop, and stay out of their way as they prepare for football games. And that's prominent, most important, and we have to gain their trust. And that happens in professional or amateur sports. The second thing is, with these amateur athletes, you just have to dig a little harder. It's not so easy to follow their lives, because, you know, they're not leaving the facility, especially at Navy. So you have to kind of look for unique worlds and cultures within the Naval Academy to follow these players. And so that's a bit of a challenge. I'll give you an example. Each Navy football player has what's called a sponsor family in the area of Annapolis. And that is a family that takes them in when they get to leave campus on a weekend or whatever, or for a day. They get to go to a family and live with a family that adopts them pretty much as a sponsor family, because they really rarely get to go home to see their parents and that world. So, you know, those kinds of stories just develop, and you have to find them. You're not going to get a sponsor family following, you know, around the Chicago Blackhawks. Patrick Kane doesn't need to kind of to get adopted by a family in Chicago. So totally different mentality.
A season with Navy football premieres tonight on Showtime, 10 o'clock Eastern, talking to Ross Greenberg. And Ross, you had mentioned in a question that Scott had for you about the game footage and how you've all put that together. And I know this episode will be different than future episodes because you had the entire preseason to deal with. But entering a game, at what point could a game completely disrupt what you expect to put together for the show? And I know, like, Notre Dame had an injury to their quarterback in the year that you guys documented Notre Dame. So is there times where you walk in on a Sunday morning or after the game on a Saturday where you kind of throw out the blueprint that you thought you were going to follow for an episode?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things you have to do is anticipate. So Zach Abey was a big part of this show, and we followed him for the month that we were with them preseason, knowing that in his first game back after losing two in a row, starting against Army and then in the bowl game, you know, this was a huge game for him. He had had those slip-ups as he began his career as a quarterback, and now he had to prove himself. Little did we know that he would either have a great game or a bad game. Little did we know he'd, you know, have over 200 yards in the air and 100 yards rushing, or actually flip that,
right.
Over 200 yards rushing and 100 yards in the air for a total of 350 yards and really carry a lot of the team on his shoulder in a lot of that game. So we kind of, you could say we, quote, lucked out, but I don't think so, because you have to follow the story. If Zach Abey had a terrible game, then that would have been a story as well, and we would have been on top of it. So, you know, and of course, Nia Matulolo becomes your kind of star because it is his team. He sets the culture, and particularly at Navy. So he's obviously a huge part of this show, and he would have been win or lose, you know, in that first game.
Ross, this Coach Ken, he's a huge fan. He loves the 24/7. Is he making it super easy? I mean, by the way, are there also any mornings where he comes in like a boxer's robe and gloves and says, hey, forget the football stuff. You guys are going to video me sparring today, something like that, sort of a personal invite?
When I went to visit him, he wanted to talk a lot of boxing. he's fun. I mean, he just loves what we've done all these years. I got a big kick out of him, and he was just so thrilled. It took him about 10 seconds when Scott Strassmeyer of Navy called him and said, hey, Coach, you know, Showtime wants to follow us all year, and Ross Greenberg, and he goes, oh, my God. And he was all excited, you know, right from the beginning. I mean, within a second, he said, let's go. He sees this as a tremendous opportunity to showcase what he's put together at Navy. You know, there aren't a lot of programs with success that he's had. And I think there's a reason for that. He's got a little Belichick in him. You know, people are picking them in the middle of the AAC this year. And, you know, you watch them play last week, and it's like, well, why? You know, this team runs, you know, on all cylinders all the time. Great emotion. It's a brotherhood. And I don't understand why, you know, they've been picked in the middle of the pack.
Ross, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate you getting up early. Get the rest of the stuff edited. We will look forward to it this evening.
Okay.
10 o'clock on Showtime, A Season with Navy, premieres this evening. Legendary Ross Greenberg joins us here. Ross, again, thanks so much. Good luck rest of the season.
Thank
we appreciate
you guys.
It.
Thank you. A lot of fun.
Thank you.
Enjoy tonight.
We will absolutely stay up late, and I think Solly's going to DVR, but we look very, very forward to it.